Welcome back. I'm Carolyn Stain, and you're listening to Classic Lunch on Classic 1027. The Classic Lunch Investment Q&A is proudly brought to you by Emperor Asset Management, ensuring that your investments make sense for you specifically. Emperor Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. Now, I have Craig Turton on the line. He's the head of wealth at Emperor Asset Management. Hello, Craig. Thanks so much for joining us here again on Classic Lunch. Hope you fit and well.
Good afternoon, Carolyn. Yeah, good afternoon. Thank you for having me again.
It's so great to have you. And thank you to everyone who's emailed us after our conversation last week. We've received some amazing questions for you, Craig. I've selected a few of them for us to discuss today. And well, here's the first one. It goes like this. I just turned 40. And I have dabbled in some investments through my bank and some ETFs, but I'm looking to get into the stock market. What would you suggest is the best way for them to do that, Craig?
Yeah, thank you, Carolyn. So I think the best platform to use, in my opinion, is called Easy Equities. It's probably the easiest and most cost-effective way to buy shares and invest in the market at the moment. The platform has South African shares, American shares, and Aussie shares on there. So you get some nice diversity in there. And it's also filled with lots of knowledge, articles, frequently asked questions, you know, to assist an investor when selecting shares. Easy Equities also has, you know, what they call bundles, which are essentially baskets of diversified shares and ETFs. So if you are a novice, and just starting to invest, and you might want an asset manager to help you when buying and selling some shares, then the bundles is a good way to go. You know, and at the age of 40, you know, you're still young and you've got lots of time to invest. So it really is an ideal time to get invested into the market. You know, you're never too young or too old to start investing.
Well, here's another question. Do you have any tips for a person who is looking at investing who is already in their 50s?
So 50s, for me, still young. It shouldn't be any different to someone in their 30s or 40s. So, you know, my first tip would be to research which platform is suitable for you and whether you'd like to use an advisor or not. You know, there are pros and cons both ways there. You know, when choosing to invest in something, don't necessarily buy the flavor of the month. You know, look at where, you know, that investment fits within your own portfolio. And this does become more important as you get older. You know, something that is good for your friend, you know, might not be a good fit for you. You know, I always love, you know, chatting to clients on a Monday after a weekend, you know, after a bra or a get together. You know, I hear things like, my friend just invested in this and it's the best thing that she has ever done and it's giving amazing returns. You know, so try and avoid making decisions, you know, based on those sort of circumstances. Don't just invest and chase returns. You know, returns are important, but something that's performing well now might not continue to do so. So rather focus on, you know, what we call fundamentals. For example, Emperor's focus is, you know, what we call theme-driven. So we look at themes in the market that will push, you know, the shares of a price up. So some of these at the moment, for example, are Google. You know, people are spending more time at home, you know, more time on their computers looking for information. So we believe Google has, you know, good opportunities. And another company is called Roku. It's a tech company that merges all your TV channels into one box. Another company is called Sunrun. You know, a lot of us are looking for clean energy, you know, in this day and age. So maybe that's a good share, or we believe it is. And then, you know, another last example is PayPal. You know, people are buying more and more online at this time. And we believe that is a good investment to be in at the moment. You know, so that's what's driving our investment, you know, decisions at the moment. And there's the last one, Carolyn, and last tip is a company that we really like. It's called Easy Properties. So there you can invest in, you know, portions of a property all online, and it's all managed for you. So, you know, the days of going and having to physically see the property and manage tenants are all gone. You know, they do all of that for you.
Everything has changed so much. Here's a very interesting question, Craig. I'm nearing retirement and wondering if I should be changing my portfolio to become more conservative. And they've also written that they're worried about the low interest rate environment at the moment.
Yes, yeah, it's tough to be an investor at this time, especially, you know, especially if you're looking for something that's more conservative. But at the age of, you know, 60, 65 or even 70, you still have, you know, maybe another 30 years of investing, you know. So there is this belief out there that, you know, the older you are, you know, you need to become more conservative with your money, you know, put your money under your mattress, you know, that sort of thinking. And I don't really believe this is the case a lot of the time, Carolyn. I think if you are investing for anything longer than 10 years, you want to be in an asset class that, you know, gives the highest return over that period. And, you know, over the longer period, it's always going to be shares and property. And also to keep in mind that there are two ends to the risk scale. You know, you can be too conservative, but at the same time, you can also be too risky. So, you know, as you're reaching retirement, you probably want to find that middle ground and you want to find that balance. In retirement, you're going to start drawing down, you know, from your investments rather than accumulating before retirement. So there is that risk that you draw down at the same time that the market dips. So you want to try and avoid being in something where the dip is going to be exaggerated by you drawing down from your investment. And then, of course, the whole big talking point around inflation and the effects that has on your investments in retirement. So that goes to the risk scale and being too conservative with your money. Mm. You know, you want to keep up with the cost of living. You know, things like medical aid in retirement, it's more essential than ever at that time of your life. And medical aid doesn't go up by inflation. You know, it probably doubles and sometimes triples. You know, so you want to keep your investments performing above the inflation rate. And no matter what stage of life you're in, you know, cash and money market, you know, we talk about that, you know, those instruments destroy the value of money with the impact of inflation. So always find investments that are going to beat inflation and give you that real return, you know, after inflation.
Well, you've certainly given us a lot of valuable and very, very interesting information there, Craig. And if you are listening and if you have any questions about investments, then please do send them to us. You can email questions at classic1027.co.za. That's questions with an S at classic1027.co.za. And we'll ask Craig to answer them for you when he joins us again here on Classic Lunch next Wednesday. Craig, it's been so great chatting to you. Thanks so much. And we'll see you again next week.
Thank you, Carolyn. Have a great afternoon. See you soon.
The Classic Lunch Investment Q&A was proudly brought to you by Emperor Asset Management. Build an investment portfolio that makes sense for you at emperor.co.za. Emperor Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.
Summit the peaks of your financial goals with Emperor Asset Management. We have mapped out routes that will help you build an investment portfolio that makes sense for you. Specifically, our data-driven, algorithmic investment approach will help you blaze your trail all the way to the top of your investment goals, no matter the climate. Embark on your quest for greatness at emperor.co.za. Emperor Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.